Money in markets. There's signals of slow burn everywhere you turn. Continued signs of slowdown and deflation, and a lot of that, I think, is creative destruction coming from changes in technology and increased communication. China is way down. Brazil is down. The technology sector is projecting earnings down. Just signals of slowness and slow growth in income all across the board. There's lots more signs of inflation of expenses, however, and, of course, the drop in income and the rise of expenses, that's the slow burn. We see continuing drama regarding the Greek workouts. There's more up on the blog about that, but there's certainly plenty in the business press. Every indication from what they're doing with the Greek workouts and throughout Europe is more inflation coming. I had dinner with the makers of Thrive 2 weeks ago in California, and they mentioned some wonderful person from Greece translated Thrive into Greek, and in exchange for the translation on the Greek, they agreed to make Thrive available for free in Greece, so it's out in Greece for free. Spain is refusing to comply with deficit reduction targets from the ECB. It's another indication that the tension is rising and holding the euro together is getting increasingly harder. Various local currencies and transaction mechanisms sprouting up in a variety of different places globally. It's not just in Europe. Oil hit 106 today, and we see gas at the pump hitting consumers hard. As I travel around by car, which I'm doing right now, I always, whenever I fill up, I said, oh, you know, I was going to get 100 shares of IBM stock, but I thought I'd buy some gas instead. But it's something that you can really notice and feel. The worst kick was the Fed governor. One of the Fed governors gave a speech on saying that savers shouldn't complain about getting no yield, that they benefit in other ways, which is true, but it did kind of sound like a kick in the face, because what's being done to savers, and always what's done to savers in this kind of debasement, is very, very ugly. At the same time, we see former OMB director under Reagan, David Stockman, saying everyone should hold cash. Well, if everybody holds cash and they get no yield, then, of course, what you're doing is you're financing the system at no return, despite the risk. And, of course, that is the debasement trap. If you haven't seen our video, Investment Strategies for Changing Times, that's exactly what it goes into, the sort of choice of living with debasement or living with risk and volatility. Tornadoes across the United States. We have 39 reported dead. Of course, I come from a part of the world where the tornadoes came through Alabama, Tennessee, the middle part of the country. I continue to think we're seeing a covert QE3 through the disaster mechanisms, because they are such opportunities for the federal mortgage funds to sort of open the floodgates. There's real ugliness in the mortgage area. We had talked about the general settlement that the attorney generals had reached with the banks. CNN reports, and Franklin today in his market report wrote a lot about the reports of foreclosures way up. Franklin says, I don't mind saying I told you all so when it concerns rotten parasites in banking and government. CNBC on March 6th reported huge spike in repeat foreclosures, thousands of foreclosures that were stuck in process due to delays over the so-called Roper signing paperwork scandal are working their way through a revamped banking system and headed toward final bank repossession. So the settlement is going to work in the favor of the bank and against the benefits of the people. Interestingly enough, to add salt to the wounds, Fannie Mae is now asking for $4 billion more to keep their operations going. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac refused to participate in the General Attorney General settlement with the banks on the theory that they don't believe in write-downs, but they believe in $4 billion of write-downs for themselves from the taxpayers. So the hypocrisy in their one hand saying they don't believe in write-downs and then asking the people they refuse to write down for another $4 billion is just, I mean, it is what it is, but it's stunning in the hypocrisy. Keeping the Slow Burn Going is the title I gave to a very great report from one of my favorite sort of commentators and reporters, Steve Aftergood at the Federation of American Scientists. He's provided extraordinary transparency on American government and the defense establishment for a long, long time now. He reports that the Admiral Mick Raven, commander of U.S. Special Operations Command, testified in the Senate Armed Services Committee on the fact that U.S. Special Forces are engaged in more than 100 countries worldwide. So that's so you know that we've got hit teams on the ground in more than 100 countries, and that is keeping the slow burn going. If you haven't read Shock Doctrine or The Economic Hitman, then perhaps you might want to understand what it takes to keep everybody in a line. It's a global enforcement. We talked earlier in the Solari report about the redistricting in Ohio that pitted Kucinich against Marcy Kaptur, two of the most effective Congress people who really